What did Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers, do in his spare time? He wrote, of course. Even when Twain was reading a book, he couldn't stop himself from writing down his reactions right on the page. This type of notation is called marginalia, and historians and biographers love it. Who was D.B. Cooper? The true identity of the elusive and legendary hijacker might never be known. In 1971, Cooper boarded Northwest Orient Flight 305 and hijacked it with the threat of a bomb on board the plane. He collected $200,000 in ransom money from the FBI and the airline. Imagine looking off towards a horizon, crystal clear in the blazing sunlight and startlingly close. You can only stand there and admire the view for a fraction of the day, though. You see, a single day on tiny Mercury lasts for 176 Earth days, but your life support will only last for about 6 hours. Boston's Guggenheim Museum is a hidden treasure in a city filled with culture and history. Seen from the outside, the mansion seems like a fairly typical structure. But when the flamboyant Isabella Stewart Gardner opened the doors, the elite were floored by what they saw. Isabella had built an Italian palace in the middle of the city and created a whole new style for American museums in the process. The benefits of Autumn Oak Senior Apartments are evident as soon as you walk through the door. This two-bedroom unit features an open living dining room area, a spacious garage, and two walk-in closets. Its 1.5 bathrooms provide comfort and ease of access. Hi, I'm Mark Senzik. Thank you for listening.